You're listening to Small Business Help and Digital. I'm Monica. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's Mother's Day, and we haven't recorded for some time, but we're going to change that. Today, we talk about content one more time because it's so applicable with people spending so much time in front of their computers and televisions. Okay, I will be right back. Thanks so much for listening. This is Monica. Oftentimes, I'm described as a social media manager, and even though that's not the only thing I am, of course I have to look at clients' social media, and oftentimes I manage it for them. But one of the important things that I've learned most recently, I mean, I knew it to be true before, but even now, with so many people being home in quarantine and just opting to stay home, we have an increase of content consumption that is through the roof. And so what I'm seeing is a couple of clients in different industries have reached out to say, hey, I want to grow my social media following in Instagram, Facebook, Google My Business Dashboard. What do you think? And believe it or not, one of the things I think about is too much can be too much. The attention span is ridiculous for all of us. I mean, we're not just talking about consumers, content consumers, but for people that are trying to run a business, you have to really focus on what you do well. And if you can't afford $1,200 a month for a social media manager to guide all of your social media platforms with branding that makes sense, then you have to pick one platform. And here's the reason why. Facebook consumers are different from Instagram consumers. And those two consumer types are different from YouTubers. What do you mean, Monica? Is what I've been asked. I'm like, well, if you don't use social media daily for yourself, then it's very difficult for me to explain and for the other person to believe that there's a difference. Most people lump social media into the same category. It's social media. Can't we just put pictures up? Can't we just talk about all the products and services that we offer? The answer is no, you can't. I mean, you can do it, but it's going to be a waste of time and you're not going to get relevancy for your brands until you understand how your consumer looks for your type of business across each one of those platforms, and or how you need to be looking across each of those platforms with your branding. I'll be right back. I'll explain what I mean. So what does it mean to understand each social platform according to each product or service? Well, this past week, I was asked to take a look at a specific account for someone who is not a client yet. And he's a very famous person. I think he's written 8 books and they've all been on the New York bestsellers list. And so I was asked to formally take a look at their social media presence on Instagram. And so I did that. And one of the things I noticed is he had one kind of product in the opening post, and it had a picture of him with a little microphone. And then second post was an inspirational meme. He's an inspirational guy. A lot of what he does, the work that he does, is inspirational. Definitely one of my favorite writers and researchers for sure. But each post was something different. Instagram, also videos of other people talking about certain things, but not necessarily testimonials, videos of upcoming events, memes of upcoming events, also memes of like first responders, and then something positive written across it. So I don't know if you're getting what I don't know if you're picking up what I'm throwing down here, but even for someone who's super well known that had an Instagram account, it was disjointed. That was my feedback. This is disjointed, and I have no idea why I would come on here. It just looks like a commercial after commercial after commercial. It doesn't show me anything specific about this guy that makes me want to like him. It also doesn't present the list of products in a way that makes sense to me. I think about what it's like to use Instagram and whether or not I would even want to follow him. I followed him because I like him personally, and I'm interested to see how this account changes over time. So the same thing was happening with Facebook. Highly disjointed. And so what I recommended was, look, you don't need to have pictures of this guy speaking in front of a lot of people because we already know he's credible. Chances are, if you're using Instagram, you have to decide, is it going to be an influencer account that shows all of his products or his upcoming products? It doesn't need to be an account that shows credibility. Like, even if you're new and you're coming across his account, let's say you're looking for positive psychology or uplifting memes or what have you, like, people are going to use hashtags to come across his stuff accidentally. So he really needs to dial in what hashtags he needs to use and how he's going to be promoting himself and or his products. It doesn't have to be both. Like, his products will promote him as credible. He doesn't need to have pictures of himself with a microphone, right? And so in a world where we say and hear that content is king, I go back to one of my previous podcasts where I say too much content can ruin relationships. This is a perfect example of it. Don't focus on having yourself out there for everything, especially if you're the kind of person that's ADHD and has trouble organizing, has trouble remembering, all right, it's Monday, what am I supposed to do? Pick one platform that you feel comfortable with already, where you have become really good at showing your personality. And if you haven't done that yet, well, have a friend or someone that's social media smart talk to you about each one of the social media platforms if you're not ready to hire somebody. Invest in somebody that you trust, invest in someone you can learn from, and then really pay attention to what they're doing so that you can take it on yourself eventually. But even when you do that, don't overcommit to posting every day or every week across so many platforms. Pick one or two at most, until your business gets a hang of it, until you understand your communication and your branding is down. The last thing you want to do is appear disjointed across everything, right? If you have questions, you know you can reach me at monica@yourfavoritemedia.com. That's monica@yourfavoritemedia.com. I am going to be publishing a small, teeny tiny book for social media content, just a few key tips, and you'll be able to get that for free as soon as we're done editing it, and that'll be up this week later on. I'm wishing you a great week, a happy week. Go out there and get them, and if you have questions, send me an email. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Monica, and this is Small Business Help and Digital Marketing.